Does the East run through Detroit? Are you comfortable with that now? Knicks. I mean, just clowned on last night by the Pistons. At LCA, from an unnamed texter, no planet should this team just sit on their hands at the trade deadline. They might be on top now, but I guarantee you the other teams in the East will make moves to get better, so you have to do everything you can to stay ahead of it. If you don't, you will end up like the Tigers. Well, there's one massive difference, okay? Well, there's a couple massive differences, the biggest of which is the Pistons are doing this with basically all young guys and Tobias. It's like they got Unk over there and a whole bunch of kids, and they're currently running the East. If they are to make a move, they're going to be taking on salary. Presumably that means, I mean, if they are taking on salary, you're assuming you're going to lose a Ron Holland or a Jaden Ivey, and Ivey looked pretty damn good last night, but you're going to lose a Ron Holland and or a Jaden Ivey and Unk, because Tobias makes so much money and you got to make salaries match. He's probably almost a required player to go the other direction. But they also have to consider that Jalen Duren's probably making himself a lot of money this year, as he'll be a restricted free agent at the end of the year. So, you know, they have probably more motivation to be patient. The Tigers have and have had is ticking clock and Scooble, and it feels like NFL windows don't stay open forever. But I just feel like this Piston team is set up where I don't know that they need to be desperate at all or super motivated. I mean, this guy said no planet should this team just sit on its hands at the trade deadline. Are those other teams going to make moves? Or are those other teams, like, are Indiana and Boston going to say, okay, fine, got it, this is your year, but we're getting Halliburton back, you know, that kind of thing?
I would think that those teams, I mean, put yourself in the shoes of a GM of one of those teams. Would you have to look at your long-term goals and long-term when it comes to contracts and where you're at for next year and the year after that. Does it make sense for them to go out and get a big time player? Because there are players that are rumored to be traded. You know, Trae Young is rumors are hot and heavy that he could be gone soon from Atlanta. And same thing with Anthony Davis, that he could be traded. And, you know, either of those players would make some team significantly better, assuming they're not giving up too much of their core. And what I read about Trae Young didn't seem to think that, you know, it would cost too much to get players in return. Really what they want is expiring contracts and draft capital out of it. So, you know, it remains to be seen. Would there be anything more annoying if he got traded to the Knicks?
Oh, my God. Trae Young and Jalen Brunson, the same backcourt.
I don't think it's going to happen. I'm just saying, like, you got two guys like that. Yikes. I mean, but with Brunson not having a single assist last night, he's not – I mean, is he – was that a fluke? Or is he just not a real true point guard?
Well, he's pretty good. I mean, I think it was more of a fluke than anything. The Pistons.
Or is he just overwhelmed having the weight of the team on his shoulders while he's facing the Detroit Pistons, the best team in the Eastern Conference?
The Pistons are a regular season try harder winning team, which is effective in this load management NBA, but their talent is still not championship level, and I expect that to show in the playoffs. Well, championship level and, you know, winning the East isn't exactly the steepest edifice, if you know what I'm saying. I mean, the West is the power broker in the NBA right now. So when you have an injured Boston, an injured Indiana, I mean, I guess the Pistons are injured too, but they haven't lost a critical player for the entire season.
You do not apologize.
Well, I'm not, but there is a difference between championship caliber and winning the East. I mean, I guess if you get to the NBA Finals, you're a championship caliber team, but the path to get there, I think the Pistons can navigate that. I wouldn't feel the same if they were in the West.
Well, I like the team. I like how they're playing. I know you like the team too. You like how they're playing. I think that their defense can keep them with any team in basketball. And if they get enough, I mean, a night like last night where they're just explosive everywhere, and when they're knocking down every 3-point shot, they're knocking down any 2-point shot. You know, if they missed their shots, they got their own rebounds. I mean, last night was a near perfect performance. It was one of the best games you've seen them play.
The only thing I will say that discounts last night's win is you always have to consider the championship hangover. And the Knicks might be experiencing the NBA Cup championship hangover.
Well played, sir. I was ready to take a sip, and I'm glad I didn't, because when you said NBA Cup, you know what an NBA Cup junkie I am.
Yeah.
You're right. I'm like, wait a minute. Knicks didn't win the championship. What are you doing? Oh, NBA Cup. Oh, good point. Excellent point.
I thought so.
I mean, it's really hard to play a regular season game after you've won the NBA Cup.
After you've won the NBA Cup, everything else, you know, are they just going through the motions, friends?
That's what it sounds like.
Yep. More tweets coming in. Pat writes in to the tweet, true or false, the East goes through Detroit. Pat says, true. This version of the going-to-work Pistons are a talented group of young players who are constantly getting better. Marlon says, after that statement win last night with no Duren or Harris, it's absolutely true. The doubters and the league are definitely on notice. It's time for the entirety to give this team respect. The entire entirety. I like it.
That seems like it's really impressively long.
Kang, I want your take on the guy who texted in and said, playoff basketball is different.
First of all, playoff basketball is different, yep. Okay? But that doesn't mean the Pistons' style can't translate to the playoffs. Now, in playoff basketball, the biggest thing that happens is the bench gets shortened. Mm-hmm. You run, instead of an 8-9-man rotation, you run like 7 guys out there, 7-8 maybe, okay? But what the Pistons have is depth, right? Mm-hmm. But I think they can overwhelm you with that energy and defensive pressure constantly from new guys, new bodies coming in. And that's where I think it can translate to the playoffs. Now, I can't imagine they place 10 guys in the playoffs, but maybe they can. You know, like it's going to be hard not to put Javonte Green out there. I mean, he's productive. His plus minus is always a positive. Dennis Jenkins, to the rescue. He's done something where I think you have to play him. I think you're forced to play Dennis Jenkins on a night in, night out basis off the bench. And I like Marcus Sasser and I like Jaden Ivey, but the guy's productive every time he's on the court. And so, can that translate to the playoffs? Now, it's different lights, more pressure, more people, more eyeballs. All that stuff plays a factor, and that's why playoff basketball is different. But I think as far as the East is concerned, I think that the Pistons can do it, because part of the reason they're so good is the pressure they put on you, the energy. They don't stop. They play at level 10 like the entire game. They don't turn it up in the fourth quarter of the second half.
And I guess that's maybe another concern, is playing at level 10 the entire game. Do you burn out? I mean, you can't. I mentioned we get to odds. So there were the MVP chance last night. Now, do you expect, does anybody expect that Cade Cunningham has emerged as the NBA MVP favorite?
He's the favorite?
No, I'm saying, do you expect that he is? Do you think that he is?
I don't think that he is, but I think he's in a conversation.
I find this very interesting. SGA is minus 450 to win MVP. He's the favorite. Luka is plus 600. Cade is plus 3,000. Now, we do see things through Detroit colored glasses.
Yep.
Does plus 3,000 feel like that's a decent investment?
That's great value. It's great value. It is, because it's not absurd if Cade continues to play this way, and the Pistons, if they cement the fact that they're the one seed in the East. And then, you know, I hate to throw this out there, but one of the reasons why Jokic isn't out there is because he's hurt. Injuries happen too. I mean, to get that value, Cade's an injury or two away from being the top, you know, the favorite to be the NBA MVP. But yeah, that's great value.
I thought so too. To win the East, do you think the Pistons are currently the favorite to win the East?
Yes.
Kang, do you think they're currently the favorite?
Yes.
The Knicks are plus 260. Boston is plus 300. Detroit is plus 440.
Wow.
That's third. Pretty good value there. Plus 440? 4-1 odds there, man.
Just saying. Mm. To win it all, OKC is plus 105. Denver plus 850. The Knicks plus 1,200. Houston plus 1,200. San Antonio plus 1,300. Boston plus 1,800. Detroit plus 2,000.
There's more value there. 20-1.
I mean, if you're chesty, and I'm always in favor of putting your dollar somewhere.
Your dollar.
Just a dollar. I mean, a plus 3,000 gets you $30 on Cade. It's not bad, huh? I was kind of surprised by those numbers.
No, and I think it's cute that the Knicks are higher. That's cute. It's a cute little tidbit.
I'm going to see. These numbers I got off FanDuel's website, I'm going to check my phone and the app and make sure those are accurate. But that's how it stands right now. Piston fans, Are you comfortable with the safe statement that the East goes through Detroit? 248-539-9797. Take your phone calls and feedback. Just to remind you, you can stream the show with video, twitch.tv and youtube.com. Check it out. Go to those websites, and in the search bar at the top of both those websites, type in 971 the ticket, and bang, there we are. Additionally, streaming streaming through our website, 971theticket.com, where Evan has posted Champ and Chump as voted for by the people. Who do you got as champ of the weekend? Who did you have as chump of the weekend? See if your vote indeed is who won Champ and Chump at 971theticket.com. Also streaming through the Odyssey app. Get it for your mobile device today. AUDACY. It's Carson Anderson on 971.